Welcome back inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios as Patriots This Week continues and the head coaching career of Gus Bradley is over in Jacksonville, guys. Sunday, he was fired as the Jaguars relinquished the lead, fell on the road, and he accompanied the team on the flight home after he had been fired. Many of the players on that flight weren't aware that he'd been fired until they read about it on social media.
Yeah,
strange circumstances.
It's just not classy, in my view. I think these situations where a coach, even the ones that aren't popular with fan bases, with media, any of that, they give 80, 90 hours a week, right, of their life. They get well compensated for it, but there's a lot of commitment that goes into coaching, even the ones that suck, right? So, and I'm not saying Gus Bradley sucked, but he'd had plenty of opportunities. It hadn't gone well, but I think you still need to treat people well on the way out the door. He committed to that team. He was well-loved by a lot of his guys, but he didn't get it done. So there's a way to do that 24 hours later and not just embarrass the people that worked hard for you.
I think if you're going to fire the guy, you give him his ado. You let him do what he needs to do. You can't get on that plane with that team. And I remember the Super Bowl back in 97, 96. Bill Parcells was talking to Will McDonough, and there was a chance that he was going to go to the Jets. Bill Parcells was not on our plane after we lost that Super Bowl, and it was not 100% clear that he was going to go to the Jets, but yet still declined to get on the plane with the team. So right then and there, you knew there was a division. So the fact that they put the guy back on the plane, this is why Jacksonville is Jacksonville.
There are certainly rumors swirling about him, Rex Ryan in Buffalo. It seems like the end is near.
Who are you going to get? Really, who are you going to replace that guy with? And that's the question. I think Rex is good for the league. He's not Bill Parcells. He wants to be Bill Parcells. He's a little brash. Some of the things that he does do not work. And he needs to learn how to balance that. I just don't know who's going to give him that next chance. I think Rex could be a great defensive coordinator in this league. So any new head coach that takes over a team should go there first to talk to that guy to say, hey, you want to be my defensive coordinator?
The one thing that's been difficult to sort of figure out what it is, even after the Jets tenure and now in Buffalo, what is his offensive style? He's gone through several coordinators. He's gone through several changes. I don't know what a Rex Ryan offense is, which means there isn't one, right? I don't think it's necessarily the right answer to get rid of Rex. I just think it needs to be reconfigured.
Giants head coach, offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo calling plays with a walkie-talkie, clearly against the NFL rules. Sure. Gives him communication with the quarterback right up until the snap. The Giants were penalized, but in your opinion, did the penalty fit the crime?
Of course not. Listen, this is how it is. This is our NFL now. We do not live in an NFL of integrity. We're not to live in an even playing field kind of situation. Ray Farmer was given 4 games. It was removed for 4 games. The fine was much more for texting in-game, which could not affect the game nearly as much as the walkie-talkies could. McAdoo should not be there for the playoff run. He should not. He should at least get the 4. He didn't. Because he's the head of a New York organization.
I want to go to Dallas, though. So Ezekiel Elliott runs a touchdown. So he jumps inside the Salvation Army big bucket, right?
Bucket.
You cannot use anything for a prop. That is a fine. That is a penalty. The NFL waives it. So they have a double standard. They make up rules as they go.
They do.
Typical Roger Goodell. This goes back to Spygate. This goes back to Deflategate. It fits the team that he looks upon, really. If he thinks Dallas is good and Jerry's and has good good well-being with him, he's fine.
Patriots meeting the New York Jets this weekend at Gillette. Back to talk about their Christmas Eve matinee right after this on Patriots This Week.